You'll be surprised at what people tell you when they get comfortable with you. Some secrets that you never thought would be unveiled. Would be unveiled because of how comfortable people are around you and how comfortable you make them feel. You listen. You inquire. You ask more questions. You seem trustworthy. You'll be surprised at the things you learn. Now, having this skill set, you must understand that you cannot take it for granted, even though some do and some use it for bad reasons. You must be aware, even though you have the opportunity to use this for malicious reasons, you must not use it for malicious reasons, especially if you actually like the person, care for them in some type of way, if you have any type of moral values about you. Now, this goes into, you might learn something that'll equip you for your next venture. It could be in business. It could be buying a car. It could be in a relationship as well. Recently in my life, I've had a conversation with a woman that you might say, nah, that's not your type at all. And maybe this person wouldn't be my type. So I asked her a question. I said, yo, when you guys go out to your group trips, by the way, you said that you're going out with a group trip. You're going to a group trip with your married friend and your other married friend. And you're single. This lady was single, or is single. I said, yo, tell me the truth. When you and your two married friends, when y'all go out the country, should those married women that you go out with, should they be trusted to be faithful? This is what the lady said. She said, hell no. Welcome to another Think Pieces and Conversations. This is your host. This is your founder. This is the show's founder, creator, Patrick Reginald Adolphus Brown Jr., aka 8 Left Earth. Because I'm out of here. This might be episode 31 of Think Pieces and Conversation. And the conversation is, people really aren't that faithful. Should that be the conversation? We'll see by the end of this episode. But when this lady told me, I wouldn't trust them. And from my experience, their husbands should have never trusted them to go out to Thailand with me, their single friend. Because when they go out these countries, they are there to decompress. They are there to get their rocks off, as they may say. So knowing me and knowing how humans work, if I'm not going on a trip with my significant other to a out the country with tourists, with other people, if I don't go, I already know what's going on. And if you know me, you know, things will change after that situation. Of course, they're going to get their rocks off. Especially if the household, the woman isn't satisfied sexually and all that. This is not a relationship podcast. This is not a sex podcast. This is just conversations, think pieces, stimulate the mind. I wouldn't even trust my significant other to go to Miami with her friends. And them, the relationship status of these individuals that said person would be going with would have a major impact on my decision making. This is not insecurity. This is just some standards that I will not that I stand on. These are standards that I stand on. If you don't stand on standards, what do you stand with? You stand with bullshit. You stand with being deceived. You stand with being played with. When you look at my face, when you look at me in my eyes, you could tell I'm not really to be played with. And I'm not stupid. When the lady told me that, she earned my respect and my trust. Most people in the world, they sugarcoat, they hide, they're not objective. To gain the strongest respect and the highest levels of trust is through truth. She told me the truth. She didn't even think about it. She said it straight. She said, yup, they was on bullshit. We went out to Thailand, and you already know, they got their rocks off. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. This person shall remain nameless, of course. If she ever sees this episode, she'll know who she is. Woman, old little lady. She is not of my race. But that doesn't mean anything. We have experienced similar things. We understood each other in that conversation. In this world, a lot of things that reveal who you are totally is of a high commodity now, because people are deceitful. People want things. People want to have their own way. As I've gotten older, I realized I have vices that I have to deal with. And my vices might not be looked down upon from other men. But from women, they'll probably be looked down upon. I have an affinity for women. And when I say an affinity, I might not even just want to, you know, have sex with them. I just like being around them. And me just being around a woman, that will lead to sex, that will lead to going out, that will lead to other activities happening. But that's not really my main objective. I like the estrogen to be around me. And a lot of women that I have interest for may not agree with my vice. And as I've gotten to this age at 33, I have accepted that. I understand that the things that I'm into, somebody else is not into. Or somebody else might not agree with, because it might not even be insecurity. It's just a standard that they stand on. You should have standards that you stand on. Not because somebody else doesn't like it. Not because somebody else doesn't do it. It's just what you don't do, is what you don't agree with. If I'm your boyfriend, sweetheart, and you don't like that I have female friends or a female friend, of course you shouldn't put up with my shit. Of course you can leave. Of course you can go. Of course you can go. And I ain't gonna stop you. There's a time and experience that you reach where if you're not accepted for who you are, especially if you're not hurting nobody, if the person wants to go, then by all means, you gotta let them go. A lot of people like to save face. The term save face just means you want to keep a reputation that you think that you can handle, that other people know about you. Nah, you need to know exactly who I am. I want you to know exactly who I am so there's no surprises. I'm not saying that I'm an unfaithful man. But I understand human beings. I understand urges. I understand being human. I might be attractive. Shorty's attractive. Somebody's gonna look at me and like what they see. Even when I'm with a person, dating somebody, out with them, they might look dead in my face while the other person's there. It's just a part of human nature. She likes what she sees. I'm with a woman. There's a whole bunch of dudes there. They looking at her. This is complimentary to me. Of course they're looking at her. I'm not with her because other people are looking at her. But my eyes work. You should damn well look at her. If she goes out to Thailand with her best friends and all of them are hot, all of them are attractive. Even if it's three friends, two of them are attractive, she's one of them. Of course, there's people, there's men, there's even women trying to get at them. I shouldn't be surprised of that. At your big age, if you're dealing with somebody attractive, other people want a part of that. They want to take some of her energy. They want to. Some of them might even fall in love with her at first sight. Shit, I probably did. Of course they want to start a conversation. Of course they want to help her squat. They want to help her on the bench press. Of course they want to go up to her bench press joint and ask her, yo, do you want to use those weights? Are you using this 25? Can I use it? Damn, yo, my name is, you are, of course they want to do that. Shit, I did that. You got to know who you're dealing with. Since we're all human, you seen what you seen. Somebody else sees and feels the same way as you do. Of course, since you're controlling and your girl goes out to Thailand with her friends, of course, there's about a 75% chance that she'll get dug out. You better go with her. If you don't go with her, if you can't go with her, hopefully y'all got an understanding. If it's a long night, good night, drinks flowing, attractive guy there, he smell good, talk right, fly. What you think's gonna happen? Why are you surprised? Ask yourself, when you reach a certain age, once you reach your 28, 29, 30, there's certain things you just shouldn't be surprised about anymore. Stop being emotional. Start being more logical. Attraction plus attraction equals possibility of sex. Period. I don't know what I'm going to name this episode. Maybe attraction plus attraction. I don't know. But don't be naive. Don't be naive. As I've gotten older, up in age, still beautiful, still get them. I realize that a lot of women are very naive, especially beautiful ones. They are extremely naive. They really don't understand what's going on out here. Like basic men nature. They're naive and I understand. When you've been coddled to by other men besides your father probably was the hardest one on you. Hopefully you had one. God bless all the women that have fathers. Of course, you know that there's other guys that don't care about none of that shit. Of course, they want to be a friend. Duh. If he calls you his sister, that's a red flag automatic. Me, I tell you what my intentions are in from the beginning. We might be friends. We might become friends. Genuinely. But I'm never going to be like, there's no attraction there. I'm never going to call you my sis unless I'm lying. Unless I'm lying. Like, nah, that's my sis. I'll never tell nobody about what we do or what we've done or what we might do. That's nobody's business. I don't got much more to talk about. You take this conversation. You take what you want from it. I'm out.